Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning Iyov Perek Zion, the seventh chapter of Iyov. This is the second half of the speech of Iyov to Eliphaz. Iyov has made his first soliloquy in describing his painful situation. His friend Eliphaz has interjected and made certain veiled accusations that Iyov truly deserves the state he is in. And now Iyov is finishing up his speech in response to Eliphaz. Ours is a short perek, it's 21 psukim, and he makes four general points. Let's look at them together. The first point he makes is from psukim Aleph to Vav. And this point is like this. Look, you claim suffering helps people. You claim suffering will make a person better in the future. Let me ask you a question, Eliphaz. A person is either a slave or a laborer. Now, a slave is the kind of person who has to work all day long, and it doesn't make a difference whether or not they complete the job. If it's a daylight hour, they are working. They're subjugated to their master. A laborer isn't subjugated to their master for time. It's they are indebted for a service. Finish that service, and they have rest. They have respite. That's why in Eved Yishav Tzel, the servant will wait for the darkness of night. Okay, and a laborer will wait for the end of his job. So whichever way we are, we owe to Hashem every waking minute of our lives or all the mitzvahs during the period of our lives, it doesn't make sense when you took away from me all my ability to do those things I should. If you've destroyed my life so much, lovash besori rima, v'gush afar ori rega roga v'yimo es, my skin is falling off my flesh. There's nothing left because of the boils, because of my health condition, says Iyov. What is it that's going to improve? How can this condition improve me? Whether I'm a laborer or whether I'm a slave, I'm not able to do my job. How is this helping? That's the first point he makes. Move on to point number two. Point number two, Psukim Zion to Yud, in which he points out, look, you claim we suffer a little bit now to give us a better future so we don't die. But when's that later? When's that better later that you're saying that we're being saved for? You're saying that this is all meaningful for the end. Let me ask you a question. When is that? You're going to tell me it's the rest of my life? Well, my life is so broken and so painful. There's nothing that can do it. Lo sushureni ayin ro'i enecho bi ve'eneni. I have nothing left. My life is worthless now. Are you going to say after death? He says, kola onon vayelach. Cain, Yored Sha'ol, Lo Yale. Sorry, people don't come back. Lo Yashuvod Leveso, Volo Yakirin Oed Mekoimoi. People are not going to return. So you're telling me it's for the future? My life's broken, there's no goodness left in my life. And after my life, I have no reason to believe that there's anything after that. So where is the future that the small suffering now is supposed to be helping, Eliphaz? Question number two. Point number three he makes, of the three or four points that he makes in this perek. Psukim Yud Aleph to Tezayin. In this section, he asks, what's the point of staying silent? I kept quiet at the beginning. I tried. I thought it would be give me comfort to keep quiet and not ask questions of Hashem. Yeah, am I a sea, he says, Hayomani, Imsanim? Am I some sort of reptile that needs to be muzzled? Ki sosim olai mishmar? Is that what I am? Ki omarti tanachameni. You know what? I'll have comfort by not getting into this. But you know what? Now my dreams are so terrifying. I'm so in fear of my future. I don't even have calm at night. How am I good did it do for me? Everything is empty. There's no point. Why should I even hold back? And finally, his last point, and this is a very deeply troubling point, and this is the last point of the perek, Yud Zayin to Chof Aleph, with as he closes. Mo'enosh ki sagad lenu, v'chi sashis elo v'libecha. Eliphaz, why do you think that a human being is so worthy of Hashkacha? I told you that what happened to me was as a function of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned us. He left me, and that's what happened to me in the absence of his presence. But you say, no. Human beings are looked after, are under the immediate concern and providence of Hashem. Well, let me ask you a question. Why are we so special? What made us so special? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be testing us every moment. For it to really be up to the way you're saying it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have to be doing a moment-by-moment check-in on a human being to make sure that all their thoughts, actions, and speech are correct. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares that much about us? You think that's what's really going to happen? And then he turns around. It's so interesting. At the very end of this perek, in this he says, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I did do something, if there was something HaKadosh Baruch Hu addresses Hashem, not his friends now, if there was one little sin that I did, this, I deserve this. Meaning, I don't believe that you're watching me every moment because that's the only way I can theologically understand what's happening to me. But even let's say it was that you are watching every moment of me, then how could you allow this to happen? How could it be that you brought me down so much and there's nothing I can do to do this? There's nothing. There's not going to be nothing left of me if you carry on treating me as such. It's interesting, in reflecting on this perek, Eov rejects two basic axioms of faith. Number one is he rejects Tchiyas HaMeisim, the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Tes Zayin, and what Aleph points out from the Pasuk in our Perek, Kolo Anon Vayelach, Kein Yored Sheol Lo Ya'ale. Rava says, Mikan Shekofa Eov Tchiyas HaMeisim. He rejects resurrection of the dead, one of the axioms of faith. It's also interesting that he denies the notion of Hashkacha Pratis, of divine providence on the human being. Now, the reason he arrives at these is because he can't see any meaning in this. He can't appreciate this. According to many of the Farshim, Eov was not a Jewish person. He was not able to comprehend these elements of faith. But it is fascinating that, just as an interesting perspective, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah actually takes the Pasuk where he questions Hashkacha Pratis itself, and there are in fact no less than two Tanaim who argue as to whether or not how frequently HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks in. That Pasuk Yod Ches, Rabbi Yossi says in Rosh Hashanah, Adam nidan b'chol yom, a person is judged every single day, quoting our pasuk v'tifkedenu l'vakarim. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Adam nidan b'chol shah, a person is judged every moment. Where do they get their source that there's this constant judgment, this constant checking and going? From the very question, the very rhetorical question of Eov himself. Is that fascinating? His very disbelief is the platform for our belief system. So much so the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is debating as to why there's a Rosh Hashanah if a person's checked in on a daily basis. Fascinating. What is interesting is why it is that Eov got to this disbelief. And the reason is for a very simple reason. Is he can't believe he matters so much. He can't believe there's an afterlife or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so involved in his life because the intensity of the suffering that he's gone through. It can't be that everything makes sense, everything is quid pro quo, if I'm in suffering so immeasurably and I didn't do anything to deserve it. I find it fascinating personally that David HaMelech really addresses this issue in almost a response directly to Eov in Tehillim Perek Chof. I apologize, Tehillim Perek Ches. The eighth Mizmor of Tehillim is really a worthwhile Mizmor just to memorize and appreciate. It talks about the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says in the Mizmor, Me'e Enoish Kisizkerenu Venadam Tekif Sifkedenu. Why is a human being so important to you with this grand universe? Why do you pay so much attention? Yet you made him a little less than godly. Meaning you gave him the divine, you put your own spirit into him. David HaMelech says, you know what? In the grand scheme of things, it looks like we're a microscopic biological scrap of material and a really unimpressive piece of rock for a third planet from a mildly average solar system. But you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you chose us. That's David HaMelech's answer to Eov's question over here. But the reason that Eov got there is, I personally think, in a story which goes as follows. It's a story about Rav Yosef Kahaneman, the Ponovitch Rav of blessed memory. He was a man of incredible vision, a man who walked out of the inferno just at the right moment. He lost his family who weren't able to leave. And amidst the burning of Europe, while Europe was burning, while the Jewry was being systematically destroyed in the gas chambers, he was already thinking of building the yeshiva of Bnei Brak. He built Bnei Brak and the yeshiva of Ponovitch once again. It's an unbelievable man of vision. He traveled the world teaching Torah and being able to raise the funds necessary to be able to rebuild the incredible institutions of Torah in the world that survived. Once he met a survivor who also survived the Holocaust in his own way. And this man was a very bitter man, a man who'd never really been able to leave the cloud of anger of the life experiences that had been dealt to him, wasn't able to really get married or have children. He was just, and who can blame him? And he asked Rav Kahaneman once, why is it? Why is it that I've never really been able to leave the shadow and you carry on building as if nothing happened? How is it that you have the strength, the inner resilience to go through this? And Rav Kahaneman responded to him. He says, look, we went through the similar experiences, but we asked different questions. You went through the experience and you said, why me, God? Why me? Why did this all happen to me? And I went through the similar experiences. I lost everything. And I asked the following question. Why did you choose me to survive, God? What was it about me that was so special that you chose me? The intensity of Eov's disbelief over here comes from the intensity of his suffering. But the question he's asking is, why me? Why, Hashem, did you choose me? And the only answers he can come to is coming to the answer that humanity doesn't matter all that much, because there's no other way theologically he can swallow this pill. And that's perhaps the mistake that he's making, is he's asking the wrong question. This ends Eov's retort, his response to Eliphaz. We have yet to look forward to in the next Perikres, the beginning of the speech of his second friend, Bildad HaShochi. We look forward to that. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.